Emma Coggy lifts a 95-pound barbell above her head and lets it drop to the floor before she picks it up again. The 25-year-old does CrossFit training twice a day.
Okay, and then next one here, pigeon stretch. You're going to bring that knee.
Coggy is surrounded here by men, something she's used to. For the past 6 years, she's been a seasonal firefighter. But because of chronic pain, she took the summer off. She wishes she didn't have to.
I really miss not sleeping on the ground. I miss looking for shooting stars every night. I miss traveling with the crew. I like riding in helicopters. I like the hikes.
One day last summer, while hiking up a steep cliff, Coggy says she felt overwhelmed with pain. She separated from the group, laid down, and realized she hurt too much to continue.
That point was the time that I said, "You have to remember this moment. You were lying on the top of a mountain crying next to a fire. You can't do this anymore."
Coggy broke her tailbone as a child, and it didn't heal right. Now she goes to 3 physical therapy appointments a week, and CrossFit is also part of her training to get better. She's not fighting fires this summer because she's trying to use her parents' health insurance as much as she can before January. That's when she turns 26 and won't be eligible anymore. But if she continues fighting fires next summer, she'll have an option she hasn't had before. After an outcry by those who fight wildfires earlier this summer, President Obama ordered his administration to offer health insurance to seasonal firefighters. John O'Brien oversees health care and insurance for federal employees. He says the government pays up to 75% of the medical insurance for its workers. That costs the government nearly $400 a month for a single person, or almost $900 for a family.
I think it's a really good thing. They're doing very, very hard work, and we as their employer, when they're employed, should be providing an employer share to their health insurance.
Coggy, though, has mixed feelings. She calls it a nice gesture, but questions its usefulness. Seasonal firefighters are covered while fighting fires, but that's also the worst possible time for them to schedule appointments or procedures. Firefighters often have to cancel appointments when called out on a fire. And then there's the cost. Seasonal firefighters only pay $130 a month for insurance during the season. But once that ends, the cost of the plan quadruples. Again, John O'Brien.
We're not claiming this solves everyone's problems, but it is an improvement over what it was in the past.
O'Brien says he guesses around 6,000 seasonal firefighters will use the plan. He says though it's an expensive premium, the cost is comparable to the private market. For Coggy, it's a catch-22. She can't afford the government insurance during the off-season, but continuing her current routine of doctor's appointments wouldn't be possible if she was uninsured.
I calculated it was about $550 to $600 a week of medical bills without insurance. There's no way I can pay for that. At all.
In the meantime, Coggy continues her therapy and hopes to heal before she's no longer eligible for her parents' insurance. After that, she's not sure. But she says a full-time job that would include year-round insurance is not an option.
A lot of people are like, "Do you need to find an office job or a desk job?" And I was like, "That is my worst nightmare." Like, no. Do not put me in a chair all day. It's a horrible idea.
Coggy says she'd like to fight fires again next summer. That she's sure of. But like so many others in the U.S., the future of her health insurance remains unclear. For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray.